Stan, what's your reaction to the big push by the Disclosure Project folks to try to petition the United Nations for open and free hearings?
Well, you know, I wish I could say, yeah, sign the petition. I'm not going to sign it myself because their push is for the UN to hold hearings secrecy-free, everybody protected, get everything out in the open, and they claim that this will solve the world's energy problems and propulsion problems and all this sort of stuff. And there are a couple of problems. One, I have never seen any indication that the United Nations has any authority whatsoever to get anybody working on classified stuff about UFOs in any country to say anything. The United Nations does... I have to say, the United Nations doesn't run the show. Now, I gave testimony at hearings 1978, I guess, that the General Assembly had. They were well received. A bunch of people were there, scientists, J. Allen Hynek, et cetera, and myself. Mm-hmm. And you know what? The United States, all they were pushing for was to collect, have the United Nations, make sense, serve as a central collection agency for reports from all over the world. And the General Assembly seemed interested in doing that. They passed a motion, but the U.S. put the kibosh on that. And I expect they're still going to be putting a kibosh on it. And so I think it would be better to try to get, let's say, amnesty for the kind of military people who've been calling in today, even if it's just to talk about things that happened 50 or more years ago, you know, because the Air Force keeps saying UFOs aren't a threat to the security of the United States. So let people talk about it. I didn't sign a petition that a guy named Kent Jeffrey put out about Roswell because he switched from wanting to find out about Roswell to the government should put everything they know out on the table. I, for one, do not believe that technology stuff should be put out on the table. Remember, the rule is you can't tell your friends without telling your enemies. Should we really put new high tech out on the table where the Osama bin Ladens can get at it? I don't think so. And so I think it's counterproductive. It draws a lot of attention. And there may be thousands of people who sign any petition. You know, you can always get a rent-a-petition signer, so to speak. But it's not where I'm putting my effort, and I am... As a matter of fact, I've just written a column for the MUFON Journal and for UFO Magazine in which I talk about that very subject. And so, you know, I know some people get upset at me. You don't think the public's entitled to know everything? No, I don't. Suppose, for example, George, that we've figured out a new method for detecting craft flying saucers in the atmosphere. Should we share that so other people... If they attack us, we'll be able to clobber our stuff coming toward them because we've given them the tools to do that. In other words, security does have a legitimate role in today's world, like it or not.